Following that cool shot of air yesterday, temperatures have moderated today on a wind from the south and southwest and under a partly sunny sky. We've seen highs in the 30s across the North Country, near 40 in the capital region, and well into the 40s south of the Albany area. We've even seen a few areas come close to 50 today in portions of Connecticut, near New York City, out to Long Island, and also in New Jersey. And that milder temperature trend will continue as we work through the next several days. The cold air is going to remain bottled up over Canada, and with our wind direction, our weather pattern basically coming out of the west, we're going to tend to see temperatures that are at or above seasonable levels in the coming days. And in some cases, those temperatures are going to be well above seasonable levels, as there's the potential we could make a run at the 50-degree mark as we work into the weekend. Now, having said all that, it doesn't mean that we're going to stay free of chilly weather. It is still January, and we do have that snowpack on the ground. So tonight, we'll see temperatures fall back into the teens and 20s under a partly cloudy sky. Tomorrow starts off with some sunshine, but clouds will fill in a bit as we go through the day. We'll see a disturbance come in from the west, and that might trigger a rain or snow shower, mainly across the North Country later tomorrow into tomorrow night. Temperatures will be fairly mild, though, tomorrow in advance of that system, with highs running into the 40s in many spots, though we'll probably hold in the 30s across some of the high terrain across the North Country. Following the disturbance tomorrow night, we'll see a gusty breeze kick up out of the west, and that breeze will be with us into Thursday morning, so a bit gusty early on Thursday. Otherwise, it looks to be a nice day with bright sunshine. It is going to be slightly cooler on Thursday when compared to tomorrow, as the wind will have a bit more of a northerly component, and that means temperatures Thursday will be in the 30s and 40s across the area. By Friday, we'll see a little another system come at us, and that system looks to be mainly rain, though there are certainly some indications that as the precipitation arrives, the air may be cool enough for an initial burst of freezing rain or sleet, and depending upon timing, that could cause some slick conditions on area roads. So that's a situation that we will be monitoring as it gets a bit closer. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a few rain or snow showers, high 38 to 46. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a few rain or snow showers, high 38 to 46. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the 20s, partly sunny tomorrow, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, a bit cooler, with highs in the 30s and 40s. Mostly cloudy Friday, with a chance of rain, possibly mixed with pockets of freezing rain or sleet, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.